Hello, this is Mike Harbath with this week's Shoot the Moon podcast, broadcasting live and direct from Revenue Rocket World headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. As most of you are regular listeners to this podcast know, Revenue Rocket is the premier growth strategy and M&A consultancy for IT services companies in the world, and we're happy to share some of our expertise with all of you today that are tuning in. Today's topic, we're going to jump right into talking about a seller's market and why it's a seller's market and, you know, why consolidation isn't kind of in full swing and how, if you haven't considered selling your business, now might be the time. So, you know, at the highest level, we've seen over the last nine to probably 11 months, we've seen major increases in transaction volume. We think some of that's been fueled by pent-up demand associated with COVID, but also just the cycle. If we look at the overall cycle for IT services companies, certainly there's been a significant amount of growth and valuation and what I'll call buy-side sort of attractiveness to buyers to come into the market. That was accelerated by COVID due to financial buyers coming out of other markets, markets that were impacted by COVID and ones that attracted towards sort of digital transformation markets and technology in general. And a lot of that money flowing in is causing valuations to go up considerably. And, you know, as it is very difficult to time the market, we think if there was a time within the last, 5 to 7 years that you've considered doing a deal or you contemplate doing one in the next five, that we are in a topping market. We are in a market where valuations are going to, you know, be reaching a peak. And certainly, if you can think about your own goals in the business, if your goals were to build the business, grow it, and eventually sell it, it's always good to look for a time when you could sell it at the top of the market. And we think we're certainly, if not there, very close to there right now. And I think, you know, being able to look at various deal structures is important in the context of that, because certainly, let's say you're in a scenario where you wouldn't want to sell for another 5 years. Let's just use that for a typical case study. The opportunity now to structure a deal with sort of long-term mutual gain or what we'll call mutual interest alignment with a buyer, you know, that particular type of creativity to allow you to continue to monetize your business has never been greater. You're able to be in a position to command a significant portion of the gain as part of either a seller financing vehicle or some sort of earnout model, and we'll call it gain share for lack of a better term, than ever before. And we think that, you know, if you've been saying no to those calls you've been getting, and we know that most of the industry has been getting lots of calls every week from buyers saying, hey, you're interested in selling your business, you know, it might make some sense to start to take those calls. You don't quite know what's there until you talk to these folks and see is there an alignment. And you've heard us all say for many years that, you know, deals have to be win-win in order to have them happen. But also, you have to be able to have the deal line up strategically, culturally, and financially. And frankly, if it doesn't do that, then you shouldn't do it. And I think you can pretty quickly vet that, you know, if you have a conversation with a buyer. Likewise, if you're serious about contemplating a sale, it's never been a better time to have a competent advisor sitting on your side of the table. And, you know, certainly that's what we do here at Revenue Rocket. We help optimize those deals for our sell side clients and make sure they're structured fairly, make sure that they're getting their, their unfair share of the deal, if you will, probably the best way to put it, and, you know, negotiating on their behalf. So, you know, when you think about contemplating a deal, it's always good to kind of take a look at the value of the business, and certainly we do plenty of those valuation engagements for our clients, but, you know, you can use any a variety of sources around the market to determine valuation. And also then, you know, begin to think about what would it take for you to do a deal and when. So, you know, we have a blog post that's coming out on this topic that gets a little bit deeper into some of these topics. We'd encourage you to look for that on our website at revenuerocket.com. And feel free to reach out to us if you'd like to learn more about either the value of your business or contemplating how to even field calls from suitors or buyers or, you know, taking your company to market. With that, we're going to tie a ribbon on it. Going to make kind of a short one today. Allow everybody a little bit of time back. Thanks for tuning in to the Shoot the Moon podcast. And look forward to speaking with you next week on a variety of topics, some including goodwill and how we deal with goodwill, personal goodwill versus corporate goodwill, and what the difference is. So with that, take care. Thanks.